If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, independent, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the morning, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the morning, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody!
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Much better to be born in a month like this than some rat ass month like August. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Total great weather outside right now. Yeah. Totally.
It's much more palatable than it is during your month.
You live in hurricane month.
Man. Well, enough about me. Birthday boy.
Well, you know, this is always the month, too, where there's like, hey, maybe there's a squirrely one still sticking out there. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
One lad just lagging behind. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, buddy.
Did
I feel
the memo of when hurricane season was.
Yeah. It's just like, sorry. We had a system just develop late.
So yeah, what'd you do for your birthday? Because yesterday was Dolphins. So you were probably caught up in that.
I did.
You got an eat game.
I know. I went to the fam. We went to Hibachi on Friday, which was fun. My son, I mean, man, my boy can crush some hibachi, but he only wants the fried rice. He's just like, loves the fried rice. He's like, you can throw me some shrimp on there if you want, but I'm here for the fried rice.
Goosies.
And we had some hibachi. That was fun. We had cake on Saturday. We were doing this in the midst of the Miami Hurricanes crushing a cupcake.
Yeah, they like, wasn't it? Let me see if I can say this. Because, like, as you were watching that game, and I was watching every, I'm like, this is the boringest blowout I've ever seen.
It's totally fair.
Methodical. Like, that game felt like my legs, 1,000 paper cuts.
We still got the occasional Cam Ward razzle dazzle where he got his face nearly dragged to the ground, and then he goes and has a sick run. But it was mostly pound the rock and field goal, and then just some, and then a Cam Ward special at the end, just to give him a receiving touchdown, put it on the highlight reel.
It wasn't like I wanted. Here, in rivalry games, you spend all your time talking about what transpired in the past. And so I'm more than sure somebody had 45-3 on the board, right? And so I'm thinking, hey, these boys ain't that good. Let's put it on them,
yep.
Right? You know, I felt myself, and that's almost, you're rubbing off on me, because...
Well, you were just going to get on the air and tell me about the Dolphins game. You're like, you got what you wanted.
Yeah. But it's your birthday.
I get it. In college, style points were just prone to it mattering a little bit more, but it's not like it wasn't an ass kicking. It was annoying because they had their freshman intangibles just running all over the place,
right?
And that was their only play. Because anytime they asked him to throw, he couldn't do it.
Holy smoke. Can a guy have 69 yards rushing in one drive be any slower?
He has to get caught. Right. Someone's got to get him. But
like, holy smokes.
You know, it was still, look, it was a drubbing.
But you know what I mean. They're like, I'm watching the game, and it was one of those games where people probably started leaving early because it was just blah.
Yeah, it was mostly blah with a stamp on the end. I'll take it. It's fine. Yeah. You know, like, in all honesty, we've had so much excitement over the last three Canes games. This was a little bit of a vacation from that.
A little breather.
This was a little bit of a vacation. Plus, my head was on a swivel like crazy because I had that. I had the Heat game on at the same time. The Heat game was great. Jimmy Butler was Jimmy Butler again. I didn't even get to watch the Panthers game. They scored six unanswered mother bleeping goals.
Yeah.
They're still incredible. And this is
about the Panthers.
And yeah.
It goes from 0 to 1,000. It like that. So it may be 1-1 or 1-2, and then they scored two or three goals in 2 minutes. Yep. Like, it's just like, if you take your eye off the TV, you go use a bathroom, you come back, they might have a 2-goal lead.
Then, and that was all off the heels of what I did for my birthday, which was watch one of the craziest UFC cards I've ever seen in my life.
You sent me the video.
I was, hey, they're back.
Of dude getting double backspin.
Dude, I was like, what? Because when you watched it live, you're like, what just happened there?
You couldn't tell the first one hit.
It was literally like Rush Hour, Chris Tucker. Which one of y'all hit me? Like, how did that happen?
Yep.
Like, that was crazy. Sharp Bullet, who's got one eye, he goes with the double spinning back fist. And the thing that's crazy about this is how these guys train this stuff, because people then put out workout video from his open media workout. He was practicing this the entire time. It was wild. It was wild. Then we saw something. The thing that's crazy with UFC, you think you see it all, and then somebody literally cracks somebody's jaw like a walnut.
Disgusting.
I was like, what? Just because everybody was like, oh, Robert Whittaker, basically, like, he tapped that quickly. Usually you didn't even get it under the chin. Like that was a fast tap. Well, it's because his teeth were crushed in. Brutal, dude. Brutal. Brutal. And then, of course, my boy Max Holloway lost. But Topuria, you know, he's the truth. What can you do? Because let me tell you, it was a great fight for three rounds. Really great fight. That kid he's just on it right now. His power is undeniable.
The thing about it is that there's, in all of the fight game, there's the guys you cheer for and the guys you root against, even though they're really good.
Right.
And you always find yourself, I really like him. I want him to win.
Yeah, nothing against the guy. It's right. Just I'm a Holloway guy. I'm a Holloway guy. Nothing against him. It's just like that's
always been a fight game. Just like Munguia. All of a sudden, I never heard so many people cheering against Canelo.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. So, yeah, Saturday was a crazy. Oh, by the way, the World Series was
awesome.
Amazing the day before. My God.
One swing?
Gosh.
Now, like, we were trying to figure this out. Did they walk? Who did they walk? Mookie Betts to load the bases, or did they walk Shohei? Because I think Shohei moved him over to be second and third.
I think they, well, let me tell you what actually happened. So, like, I watched this and I was like, it was getting late. And I woke up like as Freddie Freeman is rounding the bases. So I don't remember what the lead up to it was. I remember because the last action I remember was, Jazz Chisholm is stealing every base known to man and gives the Yankees the lead. That doesn't make me sad at all. Good night. And then I wake up I pop up my head's like asleep on the couch. Freddie Freeman walk off. Crazy. So I don't know what led up to that, to be honest with you.
Right.
But it all was crazy because like Shohei started it all like in the eighth. With a doze, it was he hit a bananas game.
So hard,
yeah. And then you had the Dodgers fan reach over,
yeah,
and he maybe it would have been a home run, but maybe you know the there could have been more chaos, but he ends up getting it to be a double. He actually saves the Dodgers' ass. That guy should get a World Series ring if they win this all. Mm. Pretty wild. What was your favorite part of the weekend, Frog Boy?
I think it was the Canes, even though the game wasn't like you said, exciting at all. Just to be able to get back in the victory column and watch Damian Martinez punish bodies.
He was great.
That was crazy.
Tough. He's tough.
Man, definitely tough.
He's tough.
Tough.
He's tough.
Tough win. Oh, okay. Yeah, I lied. Woo. absolute moment of the weekend. Tua scrambles for 7 yards and slides to safety.
I guess we gotta look.
It's disappointing. It's disappointing because here's the problem you have with a guy like Kyler Murray.
Oh, fun.
It got to the point where even when you put pressure on him, the guy that was free couldn't tackle him. And so then you tried to drop into coverage, and he's good enough to kind of buy time and pick you apart. So once he had that two-way go, it made it really difficult to defend him. Now, they had some great plays mixed up at some unfortunate times if you're the Dolphins. That throw on the sideline that he just threw out there, that Harrison caught on the sideline, the diving catch.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It's so funny because we were like watching them because they have not had like the cleanest chemistry to start their careers. And you can see them like he's really frustrated with Marvin Harrison as the game's going on. And then he just makes these two balls catches for them,
right,
which is just like, oh,
right, right. The other thing is that for the love of God, where and who was the center snapping the ball to? When that ball left his hand, it looked like a punt. A punt.
It was a rocket.
It was a rocket.
Yeah.
And so they had an 8-point lead at that point.
It was a 10-point lead.
And they got 8 points back.
Completely
Nine
swung
points
the game.
Back in 5 minutes.
It completely swung the game. Right. Like the game, once again, an awful turnover ruined the Dolphins. Like that, point that blank, just, point blank, period. And
I don't know. Do you call that? I guess you got to call it a turnover because you have to.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst kind of turnover. Like,
Free points
and the ball back. Like, yeah. It was a disaster. And a week after, you know, you have the two running backs, so the running back and the fullback botch it.
Right.
This team, dude, like, I don't know, man. I just think you have one of these years. They're just finding a way to lose. Yeah, they're snake bit. What kind of team? Leroy. Who fractures an orbital bone in practice? A Friday walkthrough. That's what happened to Zach Sealer.
I know.
What is this year?
I know.
What is it?
I know. That being said, I was so glad to see the offense look like they were humming, right?
Yeah.
They got to stop kicking field goals, and that's still, even with Tua back, that area of the field still looks a little
sketchy. A little choppy.
Mm-hmm. And so, other than that, your boy,
Dude,
they had the perfect play design. They were like, nobody's going to throw it to Stone Hands. They threw it to Julian Hill.
Little shovel pass.
All he had to do was be big.
He's too excited with the football. He doesn't know what to do.
He got too excited.
He's too excited. I was once again, this is the second time this has happened to him, by the way. One time he just fell on his face, and this time he fell on his face while dropping the football. Thankfully, the Dolphins got it back because that was a near disaster to start off this because it was the second fumble of that entire drive.
Yeah,
I got so many tweets like, oh, you almost had it. And by the way, I was thinking about not betting it because Tua was back.
You know the rule. He would have scored if you wouldn't have bet.
100%. But like the odds were sliced in half with Tua back. He was plus 2,000 for the last 3 weeks. Tua back, he was plus 1,000. And I was just like, oh, it's never going to happen. He's a rhinoceros on the field. He doesn't know what to do.
It's like he played football without the football his whole career. And now they interact him with the football. And it's like, it's not working.
It's crazy. It's like what are those fighting fish that just look at each other and they just start going wild in their bowl? Like, yeah, that's him in a football. Like, that's Julian
red,
Hill.
What, redfish, bluefish?
Yeah, like, I just, I don't know. I should have probably known this was going to be a squirrely game from then on, but I really thought, like, oh, they go up 20 to 10. I really, really thought this puppy is in the bag. I really thought that. And dude, it's just one of these years. I don't know what comes of it because, like, Buffalo steamrolls in Seattle.
Yep.
The only, I guess, consolation, bro, is the Jets suck just as bad, not worse.
Hey, I'm not going to say anything, but I want to say something to Vlad. Because the Dolphins lost too, so he could just come back at you with the Dolphins lost.
Of course.
But you lost to the New England Patriots.
And Jacoby Brissett leading a touchdown drive to beat you.
Yeah. Oof. What happened to Drake May?
Knocked out, concussion.
Oof.
Oh my goodness.
He did the Flacco where he tried to slide and slid late and the guy hit him in the head.
Was it a penalty?
I don't know. I only saw the highlights. They just mentioned. I only saw the highlights. The only game I watched yesterday was the Dolphins because I was at the D Wade statue thing, which has become an international controversy, by the way.
Because it doesn't. It looks.
I think it looks like.
No, it doesn't.
Dude, I'm not doing the thing. I swear to God, I'm not doing the thing.
Yes, you are. No, you.
No, I swear to God.
Let me tell you something.
I'm telling you,
that statue. No disrespect to D Wade. Looks like Halloween.
No, I'm telling you, it was a bad picture. It was a bad picture, bad lighting.
If I put that in front of my house Thursday, no. I'm going to scare all the kids.
I'm telling you. Like, dude, we got to take a break. I'm going to tell you, I walked down from the steps. I was – and to what I walked down to was surprised because media members were telling me, they're like – because I was very close. And people were telling me, whew, and they were telling me it's getting killed on Twitter. I'm like, it is? I was, tell you about that coming on up. We'll take a break. Back after this.